In association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies and Costcap. Fireworks 2019, good afternoon to you. I'm Dennis Jay with you until 15 minutes after 6. The music of the season, those who make the music, those who enjoy the music, those who call to exchange 4341-790, the number you call, and 266-IVOB, the place where you send your WhatsApp messages. And as usual, every once in a while, there's something on my mind. And sometimes it's something I see. Sometimes it's something I hear. And sometimes it's a message that's sent to me. Now, when we were talking about one of the promotions, I think it was part of the news. There's mention of some new events coming up and some old events and headline acts. And a WhatsApp message came in that said, Barbados product headlined by a Trini. And I think that was in response to Marshall Montano being the headline act of one of the events coming off for Crop Over. And it triggered a memory of a discussion I had some time ago about how we categorize things. It was a discussion we were having when it was being said that Barbados or Bajan radio station should have a 100% Bajan station. And I asked, what was Bajan music? And the discussion went on and on and on and on and on. And the reason why it went on and on is because there was lots of disagreement about what is a Barbadian song. Now, so Marshall Montano and his band, I checked. Marshall has 6 Bajans in his entourage. 4 are band members. They play music. And there are 2 engineers. You heard the story of one of the engineers when Randy Eastman was in here with me on Fireworks earlier in the week. So there are 6 Bajans in Marshall's band. So if 6 Bajans are performing in Marshall's band and they're being paid and they can sustain themselves and their family, is it a Bajan promotion being headlined by a Trinidadian, or is a Trinidadian singing with a Bajan band behind him? So what do we call it? Is it fish or fowl, or just red herring, or neither? And I always reach for Arrow. Alphonsus Cassell, the mighty Arrow of Antigua. For a long while, Ricky Braffett, now Dr. Wycliffe Braffett, arranger, trumpeter, composer, arranger, and I think he's producer as well, worked with Arrow. Arrow has an album called Fat. Some of the songs written by Bajans. Attitude. No, that one was arranged by Frankie McIntosh. Dancehall Queen. Brass Arrangements, Nicholas Branca. Bass Arrangements, Rhythm Arrangements, Nicholas Branca. Produced by Nicholas Branca. Gimme, Gimme, Don't Touch My Tempo, Soca, Rumba. That's 3 of them. Produced and arranged by Nicholas Branca. And when I go down the line, recorded at Chambers Studios in Bridgetown, Nicholas Branca. And then the musicians. Nicholas Branca is in there. Backup singers, Cindy Legall, Tamara Marshall. Sure, somewhere in there I saw Aline. Let me make sure it's Hoggett. That's correct. Don't Touch My Tempo, Gimme Gimme, Dancehall Queen, Ian Hoggett, Aline. So if I see an album called Fat, P-H-A-T, by Alphonsus Cassell, the Arrow, and that's the lineup written by a Bajan, produced by a Bajan, arranged by a Bajan. Where do I put it? Under local music? Under Caribbean music? Under I don't know? What do I call it? And then you have Rihanna. Yeah, Bajan. But who owns the music? Who gets the copyright? Who wrote the song? Which production company owns the song? Where will the royalties go? So when I ask the question about local music and local radio station, the question I ask is, what do you want to hear? A Bajan singing, or do you want Bajans to make money from the song? So if they're members of COSCAP, and thank you COSCAP for sponsoring Fireworks, you give me a chance to talk about your work. And I hope you have a chance to talk about it too, to convince more people that copyright is important. If you own the rights to the song, if you arrange, write, backup singer, musician, and you're part of the production, once it's properly labeled, you get a piece of the action. So what is a local song, and how do you decide what category you slot an Arrow song into? What is it? So that's my answer to the WhatsApp message about a Bajan production headlined by a Trini. They got six Bajans behind them. They're making a little cash for the season. Wow!
Must be confusion in your mind. If you see, then you shall find, and you can call me.
Sometimes.
Not all the time.
Sometimes.
One, you called 10 times yesterday. 10 more again today. Think you can program I, but I live my own damn life. Seems like you want more than company.
Lead Pipe and Just J. Let's see, he's changed his name so many times, I gotta try and keep track of him. He changed the look too. It was Porgy and Murder. It was Just Wanted at one point. Then it was Lead Pipe and Sadist, and he got changing skin like a chameleon, but he getting through. Someone reminded me that Alphonsus Castle is in fact Montserrat. Yes. If I said Antigua, I do apologize for that slip, and the people in Montserrat don't hold me for that. One is out. One get out. He told me the other one will also get out, so I will have at least two people of the mad persuasion with me this afternoon. They promised to sit down and talk to me because, you know, every year there's an event called Mad versus the rest of Crop Over, the best of Crop Over versus Mad. Bacchanal Time presents, he put it right for me. Bacchanal Time
presents the best of Crop Over.
Best of Crop Over. See, yeah, there we go. So one is out and is in. And I'm not sure whether he's in or out, but he's in, and he's definitely not in that other place. So he's in the studio. There are several of him as well. It depends on which one comes forward at any point in the day. Eric, good afternoon to you,
good
sir.
Good afternoon, Dennis, and good afternoon to VRB Country.
It's good to have you in the country. I keep saying we have an ad featuring one of your many hats. And I can't play it with a straight face. I really can't. I cannot play it with a straight face.
Is that the upcoming cricket T20?
Yes. Every time I play that, I gotta find something to put behind it before I go back on air because, you know, I kind of lose control a little bit. Until the other madman gets here, there's a question I want to pose to you, and my question is, where did this start? I mean, How and why does one suddenly become mad?
Well, generally speaking, I believe that everybody in Barbados possess some kind of insanity.
Keep us from going mad.
Yeah. But as the story goes, you know, the guys at school were members of the Dramatic Society and doing stuff and doing things. And then when they left Commonwealth School, it was Peter Boyce, Peter P.C. Brown, Mrs. Keith Brown.
Keith, right.
And another guy called Winston Goodrich. Mm-hmm. So after they left school, you know, they still did a little skidding and that kind of thing. Then Winston left and Kevin joined the group. And then a little bit later, I came along.
A little bit later, you came along?
A little bit later. That's just in a nutshell.
You didn't catch the madness early enough?
I was always mad. But I came along about a year after you guys finished school out there.
Why the name Mad?
They ever
said why the name Mad?
Well, there's more than one reason. Mm-hmm. There was a comic called Mad.
Yeah, I remember that.
M-A-D-D.
That's correct. Alfred E. Newman.
I think they closed off production last month or this month. I think it's the final mom for them doing anyhow. It was a favorite. It was a favorite magazine for a lot of school. You know, it had a lot of humor involved in it, and the name fit. It you know, when you think about mad, you'd always hear Beijing saying they got more mad people out than in. Mm-hmm. And that kind of the name and having more mad people out than in. Really, you guys decided to go with that name, right? So
that's how many years ago? Because it seems to me that Mad's been around since I can remember myself.
We're going back now to about 1981, 82, and that time.
Right, that was when I came back to Barbados. Yeah. That's why I remember it was when I got back to Barbados, I started hearing Mad.
Yeah. So the guys were doing skits and, you know, doing stuff and doing comedy and Calypso Tents, and then they decided, well, you know, we've been doing comedy and Calypso Tents. The Calypso ones would just come every night and do one song or two songs, and they had to be finding skits every night to look fresh. And you know, because after you hear a joke once, you've heard it. Mm-hmm. So they decided to delve into some music, and they asked me about doing a couple of things for them, and I've been there with them for the longest while.
Writing for Mad, keeping it fresh, keeping it in tune with what's happening. People, well, let me say, some people don't seem to understand that you can't not be smart, sensible. You can't not be in touch with what's happening all around you and still stay fresh.
Yeah.
So, you know, my question is, when Eric does find time to do anything else? Because, you know, writing for the newspaper, keeping mad fresh, you got to be in everything, like the people say, you know, like, but they used to say salt.
I still got an 8-to-5 job. You know?
The other madman is out.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, good. Barbados, how you doing?
It's good to see you, Mr. Clean, sir.
Let me just tell you, somebody from the inside who knows the inside workings of mad and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I say every year on the Bacchanal Time stage, and this will be 24 years, I'm saying it now, Eric Lewis is a genius, all right?
Yes.
A mad scientist.
Yes.
You understand what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. He works, he pays bills, he does everything everybody else does. Keeps a fresh Facebook page, writes for the newspaper, does all kinds of other activities. It's a domino star, all kind of thing.
And still will drop some lyrics
that Shakespeare could be envious of. I mean, seriously, man, that's a phenomenal thing. And I always say I'm glad to be in a group that Eric Lewis is in. Mad Entertainment. Still going.
It's good to see you, man. You look fresh, too.
We're Ronnie.
I thought you were bringing him.
No.
I thought he was in with you.
You know I detached now. I'm totally detached. I'm really sure going on.
You see how these fellas are? You see how they're scored drum lyrics, are you?
You know, he's living between Barbados and England now, you know? So
they say fireworks.
He's an Englishman.
Yeah,
he's British.
So he's only back here for
a little vacation
in Barbados.
Have a cup of tea.
Cut a tie. So he's back here for a little. So he's back in Barbados.
And that's your first question when you pass immigration?
We're running.
Yeah, that's it. And they told you?
Well, as an Englishman, you got to ask me, Roddy, he's a man got an English accent too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. German and British.
German and British.
British. I know you
call that British?
Yeah, British.
British.
KB Clean's in the house and he's asking questions. So let me send him back to where he came from.
In the year of the dragon, China needed a champion. Someone who could walk up like a Barbadian.
I've been there too.
Young Ping Long from the clan of Ho Kwong and sent him to Barbados. This is the story of little Ping Long.
That's the other thing about Mad Entertainment. They actually pioneered, I think I could say they pioneered, videos of Kaisos. Who came before you with videos in Kaiso?
A lot of people, Dennis. But the station just used to hold one camera. And just pan around
and pan around the person from left to right.
Yeah, so we decided,
we gotta go the whole hog.
You know what I mean? And that, from those concepts and thinking a little larger than Barbados, not larger than life,
mm-hmm.
but a little larger than Barbados, that's why we've come up with our concept back in our time. At the best of Crop Over, you know, at the Wilde Gymnasium, the 31st of July, because we want to make sure that everything is packaged right, 100% Bajan show.
Right.
We want to make sure, just like the videos and the skits that we always did and everything, so everything is representative of the culture which we're trying to push. And that's why, you know, we put together something like that with all the best of Crop Over.
How do you decide what's the best? When you decide to select the best of Crop Over, you're going malicious in the people in the tent?
Invariably, the people of Barbados will decide who are the best.
So you have like a people's monarch
for Mad. But we have this unbiased attitude when it comes to Kaiso. Mm-hmm. We are able from afar to have a glimpse of who will emerge as some of the better acts to crop over.
So you don't just pick people you feel you could be better than?
No, you might realize the cast changes slightly every now and then.
Yeah.
Now there are some like the, what they call it, yes, yeah, shareholders.
Shareholders, yeah.
You
shareholders.
Know, RPB, Lil Rick, that group Mad.
Mm-hmm.
Them gonna always be on the show.
Right. But you know you're underdog and them young fellas coming up now giving the old dog some trouble.
That's why you see people like SK on here.
Who is one of the reigning Bashment Soca Kings.
And also, there's a young lady here. I mean, usually, to get onto this show, we watch people for a couple years.
I guess what I ask you, it's malicious people, right?
Yeah, yeah. We malicious. We watch it grow. We watch your catalog grow. How many songs you got. But there's a young lady here who the first time out has made it onto Bacchanal Time presenting the best of crop over. Her name is Mama Rose. I why you name Divi.
Were you planning to sing back up for her?
No. Listen, I'm a God squeeze parts of my anatomy.
Let me give Dennis the full line.
A rundown.
Because we try to do it if you're cooking soup. Yeah. Right. You don't just got chicken soup.
Yeah, just ain't going chicken.
It ain't just ain't going chicken.
No.
So we try to mix a little something in there.
We got
the announcer who he is.
Doing the
song called "Reading for Pleasure." Play it there, Dennis.
No. But I can tell you,
if they come to the best, they can hear it.
You will hear,
especially the ladies are looking forward to this.
And the announcer will tell you that I booked him for this show from in May.
All right, then.
From in the end of May, he was booked for Bacchanal Time to present the best of crop over. Even before the song actually came out and had all this controversy. I heard the song at rehearsals. I saw him perform the song opening night, and they said,
and you say, "Bring that and come."
This is it. We are going to further. This will emerge as one of the biggest songs for crop over.
Right.
So we got classic. We want song.
Again,
for the time
wait. Classic only got one song.
Yeah, you only got one song.
What?
So for the time we heard classic this year, it was just classic sent me the idea for the song.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell you guys, listen. Classic got brilliant song.
You said your idea for two songs or just one song?
One song. Classic sent me the idea. He said, well, now you're going to like this one. And friend told me hear the idea. He said, bam.
Sweet song. True.
I didn't go hear the melody. I go hear the words. I know how Classic will approach this theme and how he will do it. Mm-hmm. And I said, good. Guys, Classic on the show this year.
Gymnasium.
See, anyway, Shawnee. I saw Shawnee perform his song opening night. Mm-hmm. Cradle Milkshake. And he said, listen, it might not get a lot of your play on the radio, but from sitting in the audience
and looking at
the song and that kind of thing, you don't know it's going to be a big song, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see that section there? So you cannot get that section unless you come to Bacchanal Time. You understand? All the red fret, the yellow fret, and everything they got there, got that. Ladies, you cannot get it. Especially from the announcer. You can't get it from any place else that night.
And of course, you've got Edwin. You've got the general Edwin. And you don't have to speak about Edwin.
No.
Again, Edwin is not in the party market this year.
No.
And he has a fantastic song called Groundation.
Groundation.
You understand? Yeah. But we know Edwin is a big horse.
Yes.
And this song is mashing up the face.
Right.
How he didn't get in party market, I don't know.
It did not fit the criteria.
Okay. I just came off the phone with Pernell Farley, the musical director.
Mm-hmm.
And we have special.
Good afternoon, Pernell. Why you ain't come with the madman?
Well, he busy. He working on the rehearsals. You know, we got rehearsal today. We got band is rehearsing.
See, that's one of the challenges I have, unfortunately, of hosting fireworks. You see, I would like to be a part of these
rehearsals.
Anything so, getting the engine field. Room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, going there and feel what's happening. Yeah. I remember one year asking my boy at Slam City Studio to come in and, you know, talk to me. Chris tell me, man, Dennis, I got a lot of work. I said, so let me sit and watch you work, man, because people don't know what arranger does.
Yes.
You know, when you see arranged by Nicholas Branca, arranged by, you know, Pernod, you go, what are they doing?
Sometimes an arranger would tell you and a producer that they would produce a whole song, got everything laid on, and then get up in the middle of the night and just
change everything, right?
In the garbage. They would have left the studio tonight, liking the song, then go back tomorrow, listen and say, see that there? I ain't feeling that. I start from scratch again.
And most of them, including Eric Lewis, when he's producing for Mad,
I'm glad he said it. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Like to work alone.
Alone, that's the other thing.
They like to work alone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they didn't want me over their shoulder. Right, okay.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes you're building vibes and things.
And once people bring in the chicken soup.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna bring the chicken soup.
By the way, I was here random.
Yes, go ahead.
You got Aaron, you got, of course, Lay Pipe with a big song there. You got Justly.
Yes.
Hyper Songs, who is not in anybody's competitions, but the man has been
touring
extensively. And putting, you know, doing great things for Barbados. You got a guy called Red Plaster, but I never heard about him. You heard about this guy, Red
Plastic. Red
plastic, but they're
biodegradable. I hear about Dr. Bayer.
Oh, Dr. Bayer, right? So you got RPB on the show, you got Young Marvel, we got the Bashment segment, because you know Bashment is really big in Barbados.
No, both kings.
You got both kings, King Bob and SK, you got Mole, of course, you got Mikey, and you got Lil Rick in the house. We got a special section this year. We're a little nostalgic moment, we're looking back and going back in time, we call it back in all time, back in time session. We got the Devil, Observer, Serenader, Ross Riley, and Greiner. So that session carried you back into the 80s and early 90s. And of course, we can't do a show without having comedy on it.
Right.
Because, you know, that's our origin. So we got Ramon Coke, you got Beijing Bus Stop.
Yes.
You got Queen Archibald Cox.
Yes.
You got Mad, you got KB Clean. So July the 31st at the gymnasium, there's a mega show.
But you ain't called the song by the man, you know. You already have a man, but you could be my sometimes. Baby, be my sometimes.
You wouldn't know that song now.
Of course, you got Peter
Rapp. Would know that song now.
But I know the lyrics by you know, by listening. Yeah, it plays all the time on the radio.
Yeah, of course, you got Peter Rapp and the Queen doing
Peter Rapp and the Queen got a song.
Yeah, I heard it.
Go Long and Left.
Go Long and Leave Me. Because it speaks about the times of what's happening now. All sponsored by Mark Solid Spirits, Equity Insurance, and of course, Good Time Snacks.
Question for you.
Yeah.
This show starting at 6 o'clock and ending at 6 o'clock next morning?
No, it started at 8 o'clock and finishes just close to 12 o'clock. There,
so people only singing two lines in a chorus? Because the
fellas, the fellas got this down to a science now.
No, man. We've been doing this for a little while now. So we time off the show. In fact, it's a challenge now because, like I tell you, they got red fat, yellow fat, and all sorts of things now. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that those artists come from wherever they come from, perform on the show, are dispatched to wherever they have to go, or they're dispatched to us, and it's a whole, like, a network going on there.
Well, you have one fellow who knows how to move for sure, because King Bubba performed here, went to the airport, jumped on a plane, performed there, and then get back. So anybody who could do that, you know, yeah. I mean, I have to have a lot of respect for him.
A man
performing and leave, go on Grenada and perform.
And, yeah. And by the way, Luke could tell you because when King Bubba was booked for the show. King Bubba was booked for the show
before Crop Over. Red Plastic Bag was booked before Crop Over.
May.
Lil Rick was booked before Crop Over.
Mad. January.
Mikey. You know, you've got certain artists that you just...
Yeah,
that
you hear them and you know, well, you know. And plus, I mean, Mad has... We have a unique way of being in touch with the artists, as opposed to
another. And the pulse of the people.
And the pulse of the people.
You're saying smoke cigars?
No, man. Oh. You got 21st century technology like the cell phone.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
So you'll be walking the road and somebody will tell you, Manny, are you hope you got my boy Lay Pipe for that show, you know? Yeah, Lay Pipe can be there with that big man. Manny, hope you got Mikey, you know? Yeah, Mikey can be there. So, yeah. You know, so you got the feel already.
Yeah, all man. Right. So you got your network, you got the pulse of the people. And people, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this one. It is July 31st at the Wilde Gymnasium. The best. I said it. The best the of Crop Over.
Right. They're with me, and you're going to hear a little more of them. The two mad people who are out and in the studio. And they're still looking for the third one, they tell me. They're in the house. They've been released from, one fellow tell me flying from Ho Kwan. Before they erected a monument in his honor and renamed a street after him in 1991, he got a tribute. And before they had any Make Love Safely ads on the radio.
Before LGBTQBATC.
Alphabet Soup.
Alphabet Soup.
Alphabet Soup.
You know what I mean? We was touching on topics
had,
like
you
that.
Had, and there's one that I held back here. Two, actually, I held back here for a reason. Because I've often said that while he was the morning man, and by the way, a lady says she missed you in the morning.
Really?
Right.
Listen, I
don't know if I could say that.
I want anybody
out loud.
My family to know I's be at work. I'm missing me in the morning.
And I miss him in the morning.
You sound like I sleep out.
I said that quietly.
I miss you all too, people.
There you go. Before he was the morning man, he had this song. And they banned him from church after that. He couldn't even pass outside the door. I'm not sure he went in the church to be married. I think they tell him, don't bring that in here.
A seat in the chapel. handgun comes, and he digging it up. And they're digging, and digging, digging.
Now, brings me to the question that I kept in my back pocket for you guys, and it's this. As a writer, Eric, how do you take it to the line and don't take it over? I have quoted you so many times this year because I told them, I remember when this whole discussion, and goes back for quite a while, came up about smutting music and what was banned and what wasn't banned. I remember Eric came in with a group of youngsters and we sat down in Fireworks Studio and Eric said, you know, there's this song, but last night I was inside of you and I see the moon and the stars. If mad to do that, they would have banned it.
Yeah, that's by As Yet. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah. And he brought it up.
It's true.
So, writing to take it to the edge, Eric, and don't step over the edge. What do you have to do? What's the art?
It is really a subjective thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And most music thing is.
But some people, and you would always have the debates of whether this song has crossed the line or not. Mm-hmm. So you might argue that it hasn't, and somebody may say, well, in my opinion, it's crossed the line. So
right.
You're going to put that there so on the table first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are writing, then you have to understand the full use or full usage of a pun. Mm-hmm. Or of a simile.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand it, then it puts you in a situation where you say, okay, if I use this word,
mm-hmm.
How would Bajans take it? You understand? And if you believe that they're going to take it as smut, then you have to be very, very extremely clever with how you use the word in your writings.
Yes, yes, Kim.
Also, may I say that mm-hmm. writers here in, well, not throughout the whole Caribbean. Well,
which is why I was glad Eric said the Bajan audience, because there are certain things that would offend in one country that won't offend in another.
Correct.
Yeah, and we have this perception about Calypso that as soon as a fella sings about an object, he's going down a vulgar road. Could be anything at all. If I say
a cucumber.
Exactly.
An eggplant.
Anything at all. Anything at all, you write in the Calypso, you might just be paying homage to the particular object or the particular horse or whatever. If you say, for instance, the lady next door was cooking some food and the food was smelling nice,
mm-hmm.
but she couldn't find she spot spoon to turn the rice, so she come over by me to borrow a spoon. From the time you inject a woman coming by me to borrow a spoon, Bajans are going to say you're singing whatlessness.
Yeah, I can see it now.
So from the time I
see come to borrow the cuckoo stick. She come to borrow the cuckoo stick.
She come to borrow my cuckoo stick.
Yeah.
And my cuckoo stick is 12 inches long.
Long and thick.
And it stir well. So she had my stick down, she cuckoo. And she did turning.
Yes.
Whole night she turning.
Chris and everything down there.
That ain't going on.
All the Chris slimy.
That ain't going on there.
The Bajans are going to say, listen, that is what. But I am just singing about a lady who came by me to borrow my cuckoo stick, and she had a lot of nice okra, and it had produced a lot of slime in the cuckoo, and the cuckoo was turning nice and everything. Is a whatless song in Barbados.
That is the point I was
because Eric make. Lewis says so.
Yeah. Right, that's the point I was gonna make.
Yeah.
Writers in Barbados and somewhat in the Caribbean
mm-hmm.
are marginalized with a poetic license then. Because if you say something, you know, and I find that people can write
things like that song,
As Yet, and they correct that last night, I was inside of you last night while making love to you. And if a man write a sweet soaker like that, they will want to take it off the airwaves.
Because
it comes from us. It could come from someone else.
Because people will question you and say, why would a man want to sing about a cuckoo stick? He could be singing about this.
But Daddy Iroy had a song.
The Iron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get the iron yet, my wife using it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was a song about the iron. The song was the iron.
Some people will say that is a vulgar song.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, of course they did.
They did.
I'm sure they did.
But it's nothing vulgar about a woman
coming to borrow iron.
Yeah. But they will say, why got the iron? Why she can come to borrow salt? What you got to sing about iron? Because in context of Barbados, iron can mean all kinds of things.
Yeah.
A cuckoo stick can mean anything.
But no, if you say salt and put another inflection on it,
mm-hmm.
it's still the same problem.
It's the same problem.
Right. So, the writers are subjected to
You have to sit when you write and think about all this before you put it together and say, let me take this to get a plate.
You better.
We depend on how far you want to have it. Some fellas will say, you don't really play up on the radio. They singing this in tent because you know this is a match of the tent.
Right.
So they have already programmed themselves saying, this is a tent song.
Okay.
If it does not make the radio,
No big deal.
And there's social media there. There's no YouTube and all kind of ways that you can promote yourself.
Second thing then is, do you do two versions if you know you can walk the line on it?
No.
Leave out a... No? You wouldn't do it as an artist? No.
Some people do. Some people, you know, I mean, I hear a song there by Mole.
If it's a real one...
The clean version plays...
What do you call a real one?
Listen, we got a generation of youngsters now, right? That don't care nothing about crossing the line.
You're right.
They just jump
over the line. Is.
They jump over the line and start swimming. Because they already tell themselves, listen, I sing it a worthless song, but a woman doing this to me and they doing this to she and that kind of thing. So it is not a double entendre. No,
it's
just a strict worthless song. And then the youngsters might do a clean version for the radio.
I want to meet me. But
if you hear some of these songs, you hear some of these songs that being played on the radio, and then you hear the real version. It is that they were trying to do a little double entendre. No, not like that. They were just doing a wireless nasty song. Point blank. And then they decided to do a clean one for the radio.
Yeah. But doesn't it therefore put a lot of strain on the radio stations? Because what people hear when you change the lyrics completely is they hear the same melody, they hear the same voice, and they say, wait, y'all playing that worthless song? And then we say, no, but that's the clean version. And they say, you ever hear the real song?
Yeah.
And, you know, the line, as you say, ain't even there, just gone.
But the truth is, and I want to address the public on this, both are the real song. Both are the expressions of the artist. Both are the lyrics of Eric Lewis or whoever wrote it. So both are the real song. Your 14-year-old will listen to the other one, but you will listen to
the other one?
To the one on the radio. So, and that's what happens. So my advice to anyone who has a like young people in their life, stay close and understand what they're listening to.
But the young people is there now. It ain't like 1971 and it's 1960-something.
When your parents had to turn on the radio for you?
Children really don't listen to radios like years ago. You know, children got everything at their fingertips. They got all the... apps and phone, this and this and that, and the third, and YouTube and Spotify. They've got everything at their hands, so they don't really be tuning into radios per se.
You got careful with how you say children, per se. Oh, per se.
Yeah,
okay,
per se. So the young people now just listen to all kind of whatlessness on the net.
Yeah.
And they go to bus crawls and they go to these little limes and things, and they hear all the whatless songs and things, so it ain't nothing that hiding anymore. That's one thing you would find it hard for a DJ to play a downright worthless nasty song.
No.
DJs just revel in that. In playing a nasty worthless song. I mean, and there's a generation of people who enjoy a nasty worthless song by the bus crawl. Just do bad, get on dirty and walk up the stink and cock up and all kind of thing. And that's their life. That is their, that you won't bring it on your radio. But there is a market for that.
That is Eric Lewis. Having tea delivered.
I am having a cup of tea.
Oh no! That, listen, let me do this. Well, you heard Eric Lewis and you heard KB Clean, and Eric was talking about worthless songs. You know, sometimes I think folks should take a chill pill and listen. You know, just listen. We were not talking about a specific song. The question I asked Eric was, what takes a song over the line as someone who writes music, who writes kaiso, who comes up with skits for Bacchanal Time versus the best of Crop Over.
July 31st at the gym.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you very much. I like people who do ads. They know to insert stems and things very nicely. And then backup singers is coming. Someone who writes for other people, writes for the newspaper, and I am sure when you go to do a comedy piece for adult audience, could make the distinction between that and if you're going to talk to some children in school.
Exactly.
All right. So when I see Eric Lewis using Eric Lewis and saying bring back the old time days.
Correct.
He actually knows what the old time days were like.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Eric.
And I judge with that in Clear Shepherd All Stars then.
Mm-hmm. Eric is going to win the Pickety Crop Finals for 2019.
You spoke to the judges?
The King Eric Lewis. You understand? Seriously, I've listened to these songs up, down, and sideways.
Right. What do you think of the offerings this year, Mr. Clean, sir?
I think that
it's coming in from England.
You know what? They have a good level playing field. But there's
a $100,000.
There's a little bump in the field.
$100,000.
There's a little bump in the field called Eric Lewis. You understand? And I believe that the moral standing of that song and where we are today as a country,
right?
We need that kind of song to win the Pickety Crop competition.
So you think it should send a message to win?
Yes, so that it will send a message to the country on a national stage. Mm-hmm. You understand? Bring back the old time days
and give him $100,000 for his effort.
Well,
win. The judges
for his efforts. For his efforts. Efforts.
The judges would decide that his song was the most outstanding song on the night.
Okay. And then give him another $100,000 if the country turns around.
If the country, I don't see why not. That's the truth. Because the song has a message for Barbados. And the truth is, man,
Before I play the song, I want to ask this question, though. Because yesterday, it kind of came across my mind. When somebody perceives that you are a humorous person, or they see you as a comedian, can they take a serious message from you? Or do they judge you by saying, "Ma, he funny, why he make us laugh?"
That's where the word prejudice comes from.
Yeah,
prejudge someone. You understand? Yeah. So if they take away the prejudice, they will realize that a comedian could be one of the most serious people.
They usually are.
Right? And you take
they just choose a medium to get the message across. Because they figure, if I tell you the facts, you're going to cringe and go home.
People don't like to hear the truth coming at them too harsh.
Too hard, yeah.
But people like to paint artists in the corners, and you will see it, even with actors. And you come in and hear that Mr. Bean can be the next James Bond.
Yeah. Where are you going with that?
Rowan Atkinson. So there will always be that perception.
Yeah.
But
Mr. Bean could be the next James Bond. I know the change.
But there will always be that perception. But sometimes you've got to separate fact from fiction and understand that.
But Eric, you'll remember when Dr. Horton came to Barbados and people went and took their medical their medical problems to him.
And you know, so let's just say that to answer your question, it's a hard hurdle to jump sometimes. Because sometimes
extremely hard hurdle.
I go into a meeting and I'm serious about what I'm doing.
Right.
And people expect Kevin Haynes, to just say something real funny, you know? And I'm not about that at that point in time. Right. Somebody saw me walking out here and said, "Well, you look very vexed." And I just had my face like a normal person because they expect me to be skinny and smiling.
Up to yesterday, I had that in Massey in Sky Mall. The cashier looked at me and said, "But you're very quiet today." And I looked at her and said, "The lady behind me is quiet. The lady who just left in front of me is quiet. Look around the supermarket. All those people are quiet. Why you single me out and tell me that I'm very quiet?" And then she was like, "Oh, but I know you would be on the radio." I said, "But I'm not on the radio right now. You know, I'm in the supermarket buying some things to go home and cook. And you pinpoint me and tell me, and I get it all the time.
Yes.
You're very quiet."
Yeah. And Eric Lewis is one of the most
very quiet fellow, right?
Most quiet
I'm very quiet by nature.
Quiet person.
Man, the man walking here went to go and sit down in the corner. You know when you put your chair and sit down in the corner?
And the truth is, sometimes I can be quiet too. I went to a function where it was Pan Fusion. And I went to buy some food. And the lady said, "Smile for me, no?" And I said, She said, "Smile for me. Why are you not smiling?" I look around, nobody else didn't smile. I was like, "What?" Just like Eric, why me?
If you walk in the room of Mr. Fingal, Matt Fingal, and I, and we're in the same room, you wouldn't know that two be in the room. That because Fingal be extremely quiet though.
Yeah.
But people expect that because you're a comedian, you're supposed to be making a fool of yourself wherever you go. I don't see plumbers walking about plunging toilets with a plunging hand.
Or laying pipe. That came out wrong. You know what I mean? I don't see plumbers, but not a stop cock. I mean, no, that came out wrong. I don't see plumbers.
Don't bring those things out in the studio.
Okay,
please.
I don't keep see carpenters. Them zipped up. I don't see carpenters backing off no wood. No, sorry, that came out wrong too. Anyhow, I don't see professionals. And sometimes it happens to me. Sometimes I'm in line. And someone says, "Well, can't be tell a joke." I said, "If I was a neurosurgeon, you would ask me to cut over your head." Right now, that's what you asked me to do?
Yes.
Already got my bumper there.
ceiling. Every day shooting and killing. How they get so hot, people asking for solutions to fix the problems. So I look back through my history.
Look back to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, lad. That's the live version. Eric put down a very good performance at the All-Stars Calypso tent on Judging Night.
As usual.
He was outstanding even when he got an encore. It was brilliantly done,
as usual.
Says the WhatsApp. Oh, who arranged the thing, boy?
Brilliantly arranged by Roger Diddens.
Yes.
Takes a bow.
Yeah.
Takes a bow.
The gentleman is just superb. Just superb.
Yeah.
Somebody says here, one of the better written songs of the year. Melody excellent, great arrangement, but I fear the judges probably not going to take it seriously. Can you not see the presentation on finals night?
I can see it. I can be in it. You understand? Eric Lewis.
Which dress you're wearing?
Well, I don't know. Probably.
Oh,
the,
just check it.
I feel like I wear the flower dress.
Use the young boy or use the grandma.
No, the girl's coming up that
day. The problem that I have, right, and it's a problem that no other artist would have. Mm-hmm. Is that because I am a comedian by nature, it is hard for me to do serious songs and inject humor into them. Because then the fear from my end is that people will say, oh, you only make this part with this. Now, Classic and Kid Sight and Colin Spencer
and Ronnie
and these people could inject humor into their songs. My problem is that when you tell me inject humor into it, people can say, man, you come here to make
it. You're joking, you're making sport.
Even as serious as this song is, people believe, some people that still believe that American sport.
Yeah, that's an onus that will be on Eric, you, Eric, as a comedian.
Eric, the challenge then is, why are we afraid of humor in Kaiso?
Why are the judges afraid of humor in Kaiso? Because I find
I don't think that
the public seems to accept it.
I don't even think that the judges are afraid of it. They accept it if you sing in a social commentary and, as Colin Spencer would say, you crack a little joke in it. Mm-hmm. Because it
eases the tension of the rest
levity,
of the song.
Yeah, gives it some
and it gives the crowd something to laugh at and cheer.
And fall off the chair.
And so those people could get away with it. Mm-hmm. I, Eric Lewis, cannot get away with it. I can't come and sing a comical song and break down a Calypso tent. I've got people laughing and rolling, even though it might be serious. Because people going to be saying, "But yeah, it's sweet and nice and thing, but ain't nothing for the finals."
Yes.
And if I'm lucky enough to make the finals, and I was extra lucky enough to win the Calypso crown, you can hear the Diddy Marvin the Calypso crown.
To keep you quiet.
They get a comedian a crown. You believe that?
Yeah, crown. He for mad. You understand? But Eric Lewis is loving and sharing.
Sing this year about me.
He's paid for like caring.
His song. He can't. He hear that Eric Lewis, a comedian, madman or whatever, is singing a Calypso song this year, and he believe that he's basically saying that it would be an injustice
to have you in the finals
if I get finals before him. That's what the man is. So that's what the man is saying. It would be an injustice if a man like Eric Lewis come this year and get the finals before you.
You wrote this song?
Yes, I did.
You play music on this song?
Yeah, I played keyboards on this song.
And you took it to Roger, and Roger asked you, where you going with this?
No. I did a dummy track. I never met Roger yet. Until I went to pay Roger.
Roger is a great fellow.
I sent Roger Watson message telling him, you're looking to do this thing, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I put on the chords and thing and the key that I wanted to sing the song.
Right.
I sent a verse and chorus.
A dummy.
The dummy track. I sent it to Roger. Mm-hmm. Roger said, yeah, I'm going to meet with him. He covered. Roger sent back the scores to me. I went to rehearsal night and everybody told me, this is a really great song. I was comfortable with it. Opening night, I did the song, and then I said, well, you know, it was always my plan to extend the song.
Right.
I would do a version for radio, but for judging, I was going to insert a coda inside the song to give it some more body, some more lyrics, and that kind of thing. So to give the melody.
My man, you see, people don't know that coming out to you, Eric.
Because
you're talking about coda and thing, and people going, wait, he know that?
Yes.
Yeah, some more in it. Right, so I wanted to do something a little bit more. A little, you know, add something for the judging
process.
I can't say I'm going to wait to the finals and then add these things.
Agreed.
Because, you know,
you got to test it.
I got to do it from now. Mm-hmm. So I did that version there first. And then I called Roger and told Roger, well, it was always my intention to extend the song. And he said, yeah, just send what you plan to do. Mm-hmm. I sent it to Roger. Roger sent me back the scores.
Wait, we heard you pay yet? No,
yeah, I pay.
I didn't hear you, so you pay. And between there,
said, but it was not. Said, it was not a situation.
He said when he went to pay him, he saw him.
Oh yeah.
It was a situation where I was sitting down next to Roger, and he was playing these cards and you followed, asking me if I'm comfortable with this and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I said how it felt and blah blah blah. And you know, the first night I did it at one speed, and the band leader came to me, and one or two people came to me and tell me, "Luke, pull it back,
pull it back
a little bit, mm-hmm. so that people could
the lyrics could settle on them.
So the lyrics could sit up on them.
Right.
And as an obedient child,
you followed.
I followed him.
And encores from there.
And it was getting encores
from there.
And judging, I'm happy to say, even if I don't make it, that I did my best on judging night.
I'm predicting that Eric Lewis will be the only bodyguard encore at the Pick of the Crop finals. They're going to call him back.
Just remember when people about Bacchanal Turn presents the best of rap over Wednesday, July the
31st. You get encore there too.
But people go there and get your tickets. CS Pharmacy, Saul Black Rock, Eddie Spike Stone, A&B Sheraton, all Mark's Hall of Spirits, because we want everybody to come and enjoy this show.
And visit your Bacchanal Time Facebook page for more information. You're going to get a lot more information coming up there. But let me tell you, when you want Sweet Soca, you want the comedy in there, you want the Back in Time Bacchanal, you want to really get down with Red Plastic Bag, Lil Rick, Mikey, you want to see the best of Crop Over in one capsule. That is Bacchanal Time presents the best of Crop Over.
There's a lady sitting down here for a while. Ma'am, you still with us?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I'm still very much with you all.
A lady waits on you.
Yes.
You wanted to say something to the gentleman.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson, Eric, and Kevin. I want to tell Mr. Eric Lewis I am a very big fan of him. He's very talented, so every song that y'all write, that y'all sing, I enjoy a lot, because it is very evident this is a group y'all was together for a lot of years, and you can see the harmony, the communication, the cooperation between y'all guys. So I admire that in y'all a lot.
Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you.
But the first time I hear this song, I recognize the voice was Eric Lewis.
I sing like granny, right? I dress up in old woman clothes and I got on the old woman attire and everything. So.
Yes. But I say, well, this is you, and the song sounds good and I like it.
Thank you.
Good.
Yes. Pick the Crop, Calypso Monarch, 2019.
You can't hide it. You don't hear when they're quarreling. There's quarrel backstage. Bad.
Yeah, I was like, tongue and teeth just got worse. So,
of course.
Hey.
Of course.
You know how many times I do that? Eric Lewis is in the house. He is accompanied by KB Clean, and every light on the board went on. Fireworks, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I want to talk to Eric.
Hi, good afternoon.
Well, he's right here.
Okay, Eric. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there.
I always get in a conversation with other people about you.
Oh, dear.
Because when people tell me that Bag is the most lyricist in Barbados, I said, we left Eric Lewis. When I got to put Eric Lewis there, Bag is my man, but you got to go Eric Lewis there.
Yeah, you've got to put me in the discussion.
Man, the truth is, man, I mean, Bag is a lyrical genius.
Yes.
So is Eric Lewis.
Eric Lewis is a genius. Just
I mean,
the
seriously,
lyric part
who comes up with it? Girl, how you looking so? You're ready for the picking like a right mind girl. Your face and your belly like guava jam. Your two legs tick like a picnic hat. Who comes up with that?
That's right.
I tell you, Shakespeare would love to write like Eric Lewis.
I'll tell you, Eric Lewis, from the time when they were saying, what time is it? Back in our time. What time is it? Bacchanal Time?
Wednesday, July the 31st. At the Jameson.
And he dropped the lyrics. Fireworks, good afternoon. I love
you. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you, Mr. Johnson?
I am doing well, sir. I'm in good company, yes, so I'm doing well.
I'm enjoying your program from the time you took over.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down here in my gallery every day to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And you see that song that just sang with your guest?
Eric Lewis' song, yes.
Let me tell you, that put me seriously to look back at the past and at the present.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting it to you, Mr. Johnson. It's a top song. Listen to me carefully. When I sat down and listened to the lyrics, it blessed my heart. And I hope and I wish that he get in the finals.
All right, KB, that's two votes.
This is one of the judges that talking. I hope so.
I will hope so.
I would like to take this as one of the judges.
You will be accused of swaying the judges, sir. Yeah.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting it to you, see.
Mm-hmm.
That song the adults of this country should learn from. It is a song that is a top song.
You know, sir, I thank you for this. You know, the challenge, and Eric said this off air, and I'm going to say it. The challenge is that Eric is going to have to sing this song in character for the night, which puts a little extra pressure on him. But I suppose the training and the...
Yeah, I enjoy characters.
Being other people, right?
I enjoy doing... Because it brings a different dimension to the stage. I mean, all the other artists on Finals Night will be singing as themselves. They'll be in nice suits and nice dresses
that's true.
Kind of thing.
You can be in high
shoes? I have to come with a certain degree.
Granny can't wear high
shoes.
I can't sing. For instance, I can't sing Edwin and Donella and those kind of people. But you still have to appreciate what I do. Mm-hmm. You still have to appreciate that I sing as an old lady, dress as an old lady, act as an old lady on stage. So it's another degree of difficulty that I would have that they might not have.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I hope you give the old lady some of the change. You know, a little dividend.
A little dividend. You have to appreciate the diversity dividend. Because I mean, on finals night, when he wins the crown, he'll be dressed as a granny. Back in our time, July 31st at the gymnasium, he'll be Queen Archibald Cox along with Peter Ram. And that's another song too. That's a song telling Queen Archibald Cox, come and go to this thing. And Queen Archibald Cox is a reluctant
because he's whining on the stove.
You understand? The upsurge in violence has a lot of people like this, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. A lot of people feel that same way. Go long
trapped in
and leave me. So the undertones and the seriousness of the song cannot be lost within the comedy. Yeah?
Which is why I said, Eric, you know, you have to be out there every day. When you read what he writes with one hat on, when you read what he writes for the song, it's obvious that people like to use words like feeling the pulse and down with the people in the street and all that kind of thing. I don't like using those terms. It just means because people seem to think that when you say those things, you're not educated.
Oh.
You see, but I like to say he does his research so that he knows. Fireworks, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, sir. Randolph Sandiford.
How are you, sir?
Hey, we're good already.
Yes. I'm good.
Sandy.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Kevin. I think that people are talking about how creative and innovative Eric is.
You come to I say he's Eric, not? Because we're going to shut you down.
I think Eric got them both. Eric is being himself. Eric was like that from 5 years old.
From primary school.
Can tell you that. Yeah, from primary school.
You mean, according to people, you mean ignorant from long?
For long, yeah.
If he had his good friend, Avin, Dean, and Calypso, it would be something to see.
I will ask you this question, Randolph.
Did anybody tell him, boy, you ain't gonna amount to nothing if you keep like this? I just ask you.
Eric was like that from the beginning to the end. Since Steve was the comic, I guess he and Kevin really linked about comic, but he was like that. Eric was always like that.
From primary school, yeah.
No, Sandy. Sandy?
Yes, please.
I'm glad you called because I want you to let people understand what it is. It's not, I mean, Eric Lewis could make you laugh under a table, but it's a quiet sort of laser-like intensity that he comes with these things with. It's an intelligence on top of the ignorance that you cannot, you know. It's
intelligent ignorance?
Yes. you could vote for that because like you were saying, like you said, he was like that from primary school, right?
Oh, of course.
He did not get in trouble with the teacher, did he?
No.
Right.
So he was intelligent with the ignorance.
But he was making you all laugh, right? You see what he's saying? It's a quiet sort of way that Eric has an intelligent way that he has. Me, no. I get in trouble with all the teachers I ever had. Because
you're just an idiot.
You know what I mean? Because I just break out and I say what I got to say. But Eric has a quiet way about his levity that is very engaging. And it comes out when he writes and when you get to know him very, very well.
He's very good. And Dennis?
Yes, Randolph.
had a friend that somebody stole it at friend school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Eric encouraged his man to fix the problem. In the middle of the class, the next day we heard a snap. The guy had a moustache in his bike.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody went to the guy's bag at school and stole his lunch. And I told the guy,
put a rat trap in it.
Yeah, bring back lunch tomorrow and let them thief it again. And bring back lunch. And then the next day, he said, we'll put a mouse trap note in your bag. So during the class, we just hear, PAX! I hear a fella in the back holler out.
Hey! Finger break.
The WhatsApp message says, I was nearly stoned for saying, I hope you mean by pelted with a stone or not, the other kind of stoned. I was nearly stoned for saying that Eric Lewis is the real lyrical master, not RPB. You don't
RPB,
say that in the same
No, RPB is a lyrical master.
Well, they have several.
Here is the one for you. Boy, we got to go out on this one. In a few years, we will stand on the Black Rock Main Road, as they rename it, the Eric Lewis Boulevard.
You ready?
I'm going to more boys stop it, hold.
My head mean you're going to win a war.
I'm a genius, but we had never put a body through before.
Who put on your bigger come on?
What was I tell you? In the rap, boy, don't leave me. Carry on.
The man tell me go long and lefty, so I gotta let KB say goodbye, cause
yeah.
I'm only just left, so people feel that I put you out of the studio and I ban you. So.
It won't be the first time. We're Ronnie though.
Listen, let me call security. Mr. Clean, sir.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back in the studio.
Oh man, thank you.
It's a good thing I didn't let you sit on this side, because I would have to keep hitting that red button there. So
you know, I can still operate the board. I forget. But the whole thing is,
but now you want cash.
A lot of people are stopping me and telling me that they miss me off the air. And if you really miss me, well, you'll be where I am. And I will be at the Wilde Gymnasium Wednesday, July 31st. You understand? For the Sweet Soaker, for the Back in Time segment, for the comedy, to see what Mikey can do, to see what Lil Rick can do. I gonna be there, you understand?
I hear what the announcer can sing. You know where to find him? Because you keep asking me where he do.
Man, so no.
You know where to find him?
I think, you know.
You put a GPS on him?
If I'm looking for what he sings about, I just have to look in front of me. But to find him... I usually have one of those books in front of me, and I would read.
You have directions in it all the time?
No. I feel like by reading the book, I might get some clues. But he will be back in our time as we present the best of Cropover, July the 31st at the Wilde Gymnasium. Huh? Announcer will be there. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear it live, the unedited version.
How about if you want to see it live?
If you want to see it live.
Oh, I just checking. It won't be dead by then,
but,
right?
You know, you got to see it. Yeah, that's
it, it won't be dead by then, right?
Alone, I ain't left in my house, I call, I stayed at home. They made you take me clean.
You know what? What caught me in that song, Eric? why call the jab jab rhythm, right? Jab jab da 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 jab jab da. That's a 4-day morning jam in Trinidad, Grenada, and that kind of beat and jam is what people jam to the road on for 4-day morning.
Right.
And unfortunately, a discussion I was having yesterday again with another caller to Fireworks was the fact that we have people who don't seem to know how to jump on the road. So DJs give them this 170 BPMs, killing people. And so when you drop a rhythm like this, it may not resonate with the man on the road. But in Grenada, I'm telling you, in Trinidad, you drop this on a Juve morning and people gonna be singing along and leave me while holding on tight to the body in front of them, so that they ain't going long nowhere. They ain't going long nowhere.
Yeah, but that's
and when you hear that and like Mexican and them doing chimborazo, that kind of beat resonates with, and they got a lot of people here who ain't born in Barbados, or their children born in Barbados, so they're still here. Not the Guyanese, we send them back. But there are people who get that rhythm. And it something in them responds to it that say, move your legs, move your feet, shake your waist. I like the rhythm on that. Who arrange? That's another one of them.
I did that myself. I wanted to.
Boy, they got anything you don't do?
I always tell the people at work, the only thing you don't do is fly a helicopter and drive a submarine. But anything
in between that, you can do.
Up to yesterday was at work and it was going through some music. Some scores they had in front of me, just checking them out, and the guy said, "You can read music?" And they said, "Yeah." So, I mean, I must see a baboon or something. And me like, "All kind of people." But the song speaks for itself, you know. We are not living in a generation where people don't go. I was invited out up to today, and I told the person, and it sounds bad saying this, but I feel uncomfortable when I see a large set of young people, and that's true.
You know,
I'm not accusing them of doing wrong, but I just feel very, very, very uncomfortable when in a group now with a large set of young people. And it's bad for me to be saying that because that's where we have reached right now.
A lady called and said, "You're talking about July 31st, you're talking about the gymnasium, you're talking about mad, bacchanal time, best to crop over. You ain't tell her where to get the tickets." And I know you said where to get the tickets.
I have no problem in repeating.
And that's why I said, I will ask him again.
I have no problem in repeating. You can go to Saul Black Rock, Eddie Spike Stone, all branches of Mark's Hall of Spirits, and you have Mark's Hall of Spirits in Bel Air, St. George, Saul in St. George, Spooner's Hill in St. Michael, and of course there in Six Roads. You have A&B Sheraton Center, and you have CS Pharmacy. Tickets right now are $70. I do group discount. So if you are interested, if you have a section of people at work or at home, you don't want to line up and that kind of thing, you can message me, take down my number, take it down, tattoo it on your hand or your leg or something like that right now, or scroll it on the desk at work. My number is 231-4259, 231-4259. Get your little groups, your little community groups, your little netball teams, and you know, your cricket clubs and whatever, and they will deliver direct to your workplace or direct to your home, right? And you will get a discount for group specials. 231-4259, and they take care of you.
One song. And both those songs talk about social issues addressed in different ways.
Yeah.
One by Granny and one by the other character that you are from time to time, Archibald. Deciding which to go with, was it difficult for you?
You mean this year?
Mm-hmm.
I only did that song. I did that song in about the one you're hearing now. Mm-hmm. I wrote that in like 15 minutes.
So you thought it was just a thing I put there?
But
you know, people getting the message in this song.
Yeah,
right?
It's just something that we didn't do what we call a comical social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, we'll put that out there. But this one, the one, the granny one, obviously, granny. I did that there for Picking the Crop. And I was, I started about two or three different songs, and in the end, I decided that because of the times, mm-hmm. that the granny song would be more befitting of the times.
Somebody wrote exactly what was on my mind. I mean, people in here is reading my mind. You got to check these cameras that we got here. If it were two song competition, Eric would be in pole position, and I agree with them because both the songs, while the themes are the same, they handled completely differently.
Yeah.
And one is a granny's lament for the old times. The other one is what I would call a social diva who still don't want to diva out there because they're a little scared of the attack.
Yeah, if it was the two-song one, the thing is, no, I would be scared to use the same theme with the Archibald and the violence and that kind of thing. I would have to expand on it a lot. And
a lot more.
So I would have to either go full overboard. Mm-hmm. I remember when Ian Webster did karaoke song, and he came mm-hmm. with me and he told me that he wanted help in writing it.
Right.
And when I heard the concert, he said he went to Gabby and he went to Bag, and Bag told him, go by Eric Lewis. So when I heard the concert, I said, but Ian, this is, you're either going to win or you're going to lose
badly.
because you're throwing all your chips in with this song.
Right.
And you're not sure how the judges will take the song.
Right.
Are you prepared? Are you prepared to lose badly? Because you're either going to win, or you're going to come last. There's no midway with this song. Once you do this karaoke song, you're going to either win or you're going to come horribly last. So you decide you want to. Yes, so listen, I train all my chips in there. If it's a 50-50 chance, I either win or you get beat bad, and then I got a problem getting beat bad. So it's one kind of situations, you know. You have to decide if you can train all your chips mm-hmm. and get beat real bad, mm-hmm. or you
hedge your bets.
Yeah, hedge your bets and hope to the second or third position or whatever.
I have enjoyed this session, Eric. I gotta tell you, bringing out the Eric Lowe side, the things that sometimes people seem to think doesn't exist. But I know when you spend time in radio, you know exactly how to deliver yourself. Mm-hmm. And I really wish you the best in this, because I know you have been at social issues for quite a while.
Yeah.
You have recorded our various changes and moods, and underlying all of it, though, there's a seriousness about the approach to comedy that a lot of people don't get. I think people believe that you're foolish, so you could do stupidness and people would laugh. And they don't seem to understand.
No.
That's a job. You got to work at it.
Especially with a major audience. You got to work so hard to get better. So I watch international comedy and I follow
stand
international
up,
comedy.
Yeah, people stand up and you wonder why people laughing.
And people laugh at the slightest thing. A man come on stage, a clear throat, and people laughing and laughing. Hey, Barbara, you got to work really, really hard. And just get another little dimension to the Granny song as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other things which I could have put into the song as well, because we have a generation of young children now
mm-hmm.
who the doctors are very concerned mm-hmm. because you're finding people with high blood pressure,
diabetes,
and high cholesterol.
Yeah.
And it is because of the lifestyle that these children are now living. Mm-hmm. They're sitting down at home just playing computer games.
Mm-hmm. They're getting driven to school and driven back.
Exactly. They're eating a lot of processed foods and snacks with dyes and salt and heavy sugar and that kind of thing. So the medical community is very, very concerned about the little children in Barbados with high blood pressure and diabetes and this kind of thing. You know why? Because as the old people would say, if you go back to the old time days,
mm-hmm.
we used to be in the road playing hopscotch and running about and panic pasta, playing football and cricket and doing all kind of thing. Our fast food and our snacks was fat ports and dunks and ackies and guavas and mangoes, even mm-hmm. bird pit mangoes and mm-hmm. all kind of thing.
You bite off the bird piece and
so we didn't have that time. I mean, we eat sugar cakes and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we didn't have time for the red dye number 3 and the yellow dye number 14 and these dyes that give you cancer and all the salt and the fried foods and the fast foods and pizza and that kind of thing. That back in the old time days, we didn't have the pizza and all that. So pizza for me was a fat port. You know, dunks and ackies and running boats and that kind of thing. So we didn't have chance as young people, 10 years old, to be obese and got high blood pressure. But you find it, little children now, 10 years old, with high blood pressure, high cholesterol and diabetes.
Yeah. You know, you're right, Eric. summer holidays meant that you go back to school three shades darker than you were before because you're always outside. You usually get called back in.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
It changed up.
But, you know, and the other thing is this. Perhaps this is the best way to deliver the message, because if you delivered it as a young person, they would ask you, well, you know about the old time days.
Exactly.
So it had to come. And the other thing is, too, we got 36-year-old grandmothers, so them they really can't tell you about old time days. Can't tell you about old time days. So you got to bring the real, real granny. So keep granny's voice in good nick.
Yes, I was trying my best, you know. I drank a lot of collie ball capsules and then shark oil. You drink your shark oil, that is.
Shark oil, and listen, cod liver oil. Listen. Man, the only oil I think I must be don't get is, I don't even want castor oil because I get that too.
It's old car you know?
Oil. I get old car oil.
Rub your foot and thing with that. You got a little rising rheumatism in your knee. You rub yourself. You put your lips and sauce with the car oil. And you just rub your knee bone with that there. That would help with the rheumatism, the arthritis. You know these things, Dennis? Or you just,
I know. I had a real grandmother. A
you drink cooling tea, though? You don't drink a cooling tea and a bush thing on it, so?
Every single bush.
You're supposed to drink all the bush, Lilla.
Every single bush.
Lilla's got a road and she bush and then clean out your blood and you know what that?
And lime peel, orange peel, lime leaf.
Pear leaf, you drink pear leaf.
Every
no?
single oh, thing. Good. And then pop out to soften the meat.
Exactly. You know the thing. Exactly.
And the chicken, the fowl used to run about the yard. We ain't
getting yard fowl leg. You see, we hear what I'm saying. The South Barton, we used we food in pork belly. I don't know if you food in pork belly. It's over near $700 million. We import $700 million in food a year, come Dennis. One time everybody had used a plant.
Little something
around the house. They had ducks, they had fowls, yard fowls, guinea bird, all kind of things people used to raise. Nobody moving the huts and terraces now. And they tell you, you can't raise the fowls in the huts and terraces. And everybody ain't interested in nothing. The fingers planting nothing. You understand me?
One thing frightened me. They gave me a nice rabbit once and I thought it was a pet. I come home one day and can't find it and they tell me they cook it.
Rabbit or rice?
And listen.
Split pea and rice or fried rabbit?
I don't think I ever look at a rabbit after that. I was traumatized. I know you take my buddy or God and cook it. I didn't know that it was for food. I thought it was my friend.
Oh, he was playing with the food.
I didn't know it was playing with the food. I got to tell you. Eric Lewis, he brought KB with him. Mad was in the house. If you missed it, Back in Our Time presents the best of Crop Over Wednesday. July 31st.
Wednesday, July 31st.
At the gym. Right. Go on out. And to the fellow call, right after this break, you got Saturday night just for you.